unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Once again, 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. As always, you can leave your voicemail messages as well. Just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious to send in your voicemail messages. Once again, that's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious to send in your voicemail messages. We got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got a lot of NFL stuff to go into. I'm here for all your NBA questions, any of them that you may have. Obviously, college football with LSU going up against Alabama. I don't think that's going to bode well for them, no doubt about that, but it remains to be seen. Definitely wanted to mention that. A slew of NFL games on the docket this weekend. That's something fun to talk about. And of course, the former owner of the Dallas Mavericks, who's really not a former owner. He sold his majority stake. He still owns about 27% of the franchise, and he's still a preeminent voice in the world of sports, somebody that you simply can't ignore. His name is Mr. Mark Cuban, and he's going to be a guest on the show today, so I'm looking forward to talking to him. But the first order of business is to get into Thursday Night Football and how the Denver Broncos were able to squeeze out a victory over the Las Vegas Raiders, courtesy of a 10-7 victory. It was an atrocious game. It was an awful game. It was one of those games where you found yourself, I mean, listen, I joked around on my day job, First Take on ESPN this morning, saying, hey, because of dental surgery and the drugs and the pain medication and stuff like that, I've had a very, very, very difficult time sleeping over the last 2.5 weeks or so. It was cured last night, because I'll be damned if I saw this whole game. What an awful, awful game to watch. Denver couldn't do anything offensively. And even though the Raiders couldn't, let's face reality, you're not surprised considering how awful they have looked this year. Geno Smith, the Denver Broncos, were all over them. They're leading the league in sacks. All right, they've got at least 14, 15 more sacks than anybody else in the National Football League. They get to the quarterback. The Denver Broncos are no joke, okay? We understand what they bring to the table defensively. But offensively, that's the question marks right now. Whether it's the J.K. Dobbins, whether it's Cortland Sutton, whether it's Franklin, whomever, they're not getting the level of production you need from them, okay? And right now, they've got a 1.5-game lead over the Chargers. If the Chargers beat the Steelers Sunday night, then it'll be just a 1-game lead. If they lose, they'll have a firm 2-game lead on the Chargers in the AFC West, so we get that part. But you're just looking at it right now. When you see this kind of performance, it's kind of alarming, because you know that Bo Nix is not a scrub, that he could play. But he didn't look good last night at all. You know Sean Payton is a Super Bowl champion head coach who's calling plays on the offensive side of the ball for the Denver Broncos. You expect a level of productivity. You certainly don't expect them to be averaging 13.9 points per game during the first three quarters of this year, which ranks 21st in the NFL, scoring 9.4 points in the fourth quarter, which is third in the NFL. But for three quarters, they're like comatose. You don't know what the hell is going on with the Denver Broncos. And because you don't know what the hell is going on with them, yeah, they won the game, but there was nothing impressive about what happened. First four drives Thursday night with 3 and outs. They accumulated in those first four drives a total net of 17 yards. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. They had 8 3-and-out. You know, they had 8 3-play drives in the game that culminated in 7 punts and an interception. That's what the Denver Broncos were doing last night against the Raiders. Against the Raiders. How? How? How are we to believe that you're a team that's going to make any kind of noise when it really, really counts? You think that's the kind of team that's going to beat Kansas City when it really counts? Yeah, I know you played them twice during the regular season. You haven't faced them yet. But should anybody believe that you're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Should anybody believe that you're truly, truly going to beat Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills? What if the Baltimore Ravens are not a fluke? What if what we've been seeing over the last three games, where they've been creating turnovers and all of this other stuff, what if what we're seeing from the Baltimore Ravens is real, and that they are returning to the level of respectability and reverence that we once thrown in their direction? before they started out the season 1-5. What if that happens? We got to think about this when you're talking about the Denver Broncos. Right now, the Baltimore Ravens are 2 games back. They'll get their shot at the AFC North because they go up against the Steelers. So they'll get their shot twice. They'll get their shot. I still think, as much as I love my Steelers, I'm a Steelers fan, I don't view the Steelers as being all that. They needed a receiver. I wanted them to go get a receiver before the trading deadline expired on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. They didn't do that. And Aaron Rodgers averaging like 2.9 yards, per pass. I need more than that. No dipping and dunking a DK Metcalf. I need additional help. And I know they've spread it out and they've given it about 10 different receivers to score touchdowns for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what? I still need more. Just like I needed to see more from Denver last night, we didn't see it. And if you didn't see it, why should you believe you're eventually going to see it? I don't know what to make of all of this. I just know that Denver's defense is elite and their offense is nothing to write home about. And you certainly expected more from them. But you didn't get it. Cortland Sutton has 8 catches for 121 yards over the last 3 games. Last night was 3 catches for 24 yards. These are not knock your socks off numbers. And when you look at their personnel with Dobbins, with R.J. Harvey, with Sutton and Troy Franklin, as a productive tandem from your receiver, there's no excuse for this team to not be better. As of week 10, the Denver Broncos have the number one offensive line, the number one ranked offensive line in the National Football League, according to Pro Football Focus. Why the hell can't you do anything offensively? You have an elite offensive line. You've got talent at the running back spot and wideout spots. And a guy like Bo Nix, he can play. How is this happening? How is this happening? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call up this 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I think those are the kind of things that you got to ask yourself. Right now, Denver, 2025. This is their defensive rankings right now. Led by Vance Joseph, their defensive coordinator, which held the Raiders to 188 yards of offense last night, sacked Geno Smith 6 times. Where do they rank? Second in total defense. Third in scoring defense. First in third down defense, red defense, and defensive sacks. Denver now has 18 more sacks than any other team in the NFL, led by Nick Benito's 9.5, and Jonathan Cooper, of course, with 7.5. They got 46 sacks on the year right now, most by any team through 10 games since the Vikings in 1989. That's what Denver's doing right now. You got the reigning defensive player of the year, Patrick Surtain, who didn't play last night because of his pectoral injury, and they still held the Raiders to 10 points. Where's the offense? Where's the offense, Sean Payton? Inquiring minds want to know because we ain't seeing it, we ain't hearing it, we damn sure ain't feeling it. I'm looking at Denver right now. You're not what your record says you are. I know Bill Parcells coined that phrase. You are not what your record says you are. Denver Broncos are not an 8-2 team. Let's just keep it a buck. They're not an 8-2 team. They don't look like one. They don't play like one. They don't sound like one. It's just hard to put into words. It really, really is. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's just one of the things that we want to get into today. Go scour the NFL and talk a little bit more about what's going on throughout the league. The NFC is a much better conference than the AFC, so we got to think about it along those terms. But before I even go that route, let me go to Sean Payton, because he definitely spoke after the game about the doldrums the Denver Broncos are experiencing. Let's hear from him. What's up? Let's hear from Coach Sean Payton.
Give Vegas credit. They came in here. They had a real good plan, did some things that were challenging. We got a punt, blocked a punt on the kicking game. Our defense was fantastic. Too many penalties on offense that put us in a hole, and I got to be better also, but good win. Look, when you play a divisional opponent, those type of games can go a lot of different directions. This one certainly, unfolded differently maybe than we would have thought, but that was significant.
Do y'all know that both teams, the Raiders and the Broncos, each had more penalties than first downs on Thursday night? Just in case you was wondering why I fell asleep. Just in case. 11 penalties in 10 first downs. They had more penalties than first downs. And don't get me started with Geno Smith. I mean, I'm trying to be nice. The man is now 4-14 lifetime in primetime starts. 4-14. Just 143 yards passing last night. No touchdowns. One interceptions. Sacked the season high 6 times. No protection whatsoever. I get it. He's now thrown 12 interceptions on the season, even though his interception was a tip by Gene Team. I get that part. But he passed Tua Tagovailoa for the most interceptions in the NFL. No other quarterback has thrown more than 8. This is just pretty bad. Everywhere you turn. And it's hard to wonder. With Ashton Jeanty, again, you're not faulting Geno Smith for that interception because it was tipped. But still in all, it's going to be on his record. With Ashton Jeanty, he was held to 60 yards on 19 carries with the touchdowns against the Broncos. But you just look at it and you're just saying, what the hell is going on with these boys? What is going on? I don't see it, y'all. I just don't see it from Denver. Maybe Kansas City might not catch them for the AFC West, but there's no way you're saying with a straight face, if Kansas City were to meet Denver in the playoffs, you thinking Denver with that offense is going to win. There's no way. There's no way. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'm going to get to the calls in just a second, but before I do that, there's some interesting sound from Matt Rhule, coach at Nebraska. Whose name got mentioned the second James Franklin was let go by Penn State because Matt Rhule's name came up. We all know that he's a good coach and he could do some things, but he spoke about a different issue. We all remember yesterday the show, and I talked about Marshawn Nealon for the Dallas Cowboys defensive end and how he ultimately took his own life after a police chase the other day. And Matt Rhule took the time to talk about that, to just send what I deem to be essentially a public service announcement, you know, that all of us needed to hear. This is Matt Rhule speaking about what happened with Nealon and then some. Listen up.
I think we all should be careful about what we say to people. I think we should be careful what we tweet about people. I think we should be cognizant of what everyone's going through. And I told our players they should take their headphones off in the cafeteria and sit down with someone and be like, how you doing, man? What's going on with you? Because somebody that we're talking to, that we're saying, what's wrong with that guy? That guy's messed up. Instead of saying what's wrong with him, we should all say, I wonder what happened to him, because everyone's suffering. And so I look at these opportunities, you know, everyone's going through something. We're going to go on the road together, man. It's just a chance for us all to come together and be a team and unite together and spend time together. And, I think it's a good opportunity for us. But I have to, send my condolences, obviously. It's just awful, awful, awful news.
That was Matt Rhule, coach for Nebraska, talking about Marshawn Nealon, defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. Who I just saw Monday. I was at the Dallas Cowboys game doing Monday Night Countdown for ESPN with the crew, and he seemed fine. Excited about going up against the Arizona Cardinals. And 48 hours later, by the way, scored a touchdown in the game. And 48 hours later, took his own life. Coach is right. You never know what's being said. Unfortunately, we know with Matt Rhule, no matter how right he is, those sentiments that he expressed will fall on deaf ears. Most people, you got a lot of people in this world whose definition of happiness is lowering you to the level of misery that they're feeling instead of raising their game and raising themselves up. As the saying goes, misery loves company. And we see all of that. And so all you could do is be the best human being you could possibly be. And hope God blesses millions of people to be the same. Everyone to be the same. Even when we know not to expect that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Trey in Texas. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Trey? How are you?
Hey, Stephen A. How's it going?
Talk to me, Trey. You're live on the air. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man, I was watching the game with my little boy last night, and it was painful. Even he at a young age was just like, man, this who are we rooting for, Daddy? And I said, look, I'm a Sean Payton fan because I'm a Saints fan, and I'm rooting for Sean Payton. But I'm like you, and maybe we're unlike a lot of the other pundits out there, but I just don't see Denver going anywhere. And they even flashed a stat last night where how many games previously they've been behind going into the fourth quarter, and I just don't see it.
Can't go anywhere if you can't score.
Kansas City.
Can't go anywhere if you can't score. Got to be able to score. Points win games.
And Geno was just painful to watch. I mean, it looked like he was in pain and just scrambling and running and hurt. And it was a tough game to watch. And I know the Mad Dog's been chirping about the quality of the games in prime time this year. And it's getting to be apparent. It wasn't apparent before because I genuinely like football. But
it does make it interesting, though. Does make it interesting, though. It's going to be interesting to see how things unfold in the postseason for Denver and whether they answer the call, whether Sean Payton is able to right the ship as well. These are all things that we have to pay attention to, make no mistake about it. I appreciate it, Trey. Thank you so much. Chuck in Indiana, you're live with Stephen A. Talk to me, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to work, but how you doing?
I'm all right, man. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to your comment about the individual. I forget his name that played football.
Marshawn Nealand. Marshawn Nealand.
With his bipolar, you know, you said you talked to him and he seemed great to you. But I was telling him people with bipolar always seem great. I struggle with it being ex-military. And I was telling the guy I was talking to earlier that I have suicide ideation every night. And if it wasn't for my spouse and my children and my faith, Lord knows, you know. I was telling him about Robin Williams. Great comedian, but he had demons inside. So
good morning,
I wouldn't say he was great. Yeah, good morning, Vietnam, Mr. Yep. Doubtfire.
Yep.
So, you know, my heart and prayer goes out to that family. The problem is with mental illness, it's still a bad look for people. You know, not everybody in my family agrees with it. It's, you know, pray about it, get it fixed. But people with bipolar, schizophrenia, it's a lifelong illness that people struggle with. My uncle has it, and he was in Vietnam. So, you know, my prayers go out to that family and people with mental illness.
Yeah, totally agree with you. No doubt about it. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Again, jam-packed show coming your way. Lots of NFL stuff to get into. Open to answering any NBA questions. Plus the one and only Mark Cuban, minority owner for the Dallas Mavericks. He will be on with us in this show as well. Stick around. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. It's the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.